Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're eminently delighted that you're all here today for this panel on AA in Eastern Europe. My name is Ernie Raskauskas, and I am an alcoholic. And you'll find that most people that are on this panel have names that significantly help them with their anonymity. The job of a chairman is to announce the speakers and then sit down, and with the humility I've acquired in my 45 years of sobriety, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'd like to make one remark only, that my ethnicity is Lithuanian, and as a tribute to our general service office, when there are only 10 Lithuanians sober in that country, our General Service Office here in the United States undertook to translate the big book into Lithuanian. And that's happened in many countries. Our book now is in 51 or 52 languages. We're going to have four speakers today. One from who's going to talk about AA in Lithuania. He's not from Lithuania, but he was instrumental in helping carry the message to that country. We're going to have another gentleman from California who has been to Slovakia 28 times and been involved with AA there. We're very privileged that we found another speaker from the Czech Republic who is going to share with us about AA in the Czech Republic. And then we have finally a speaker from Poland who's going to be assisted. He's going to introduce himself and say a few words in Polish, which is a violation of the rules here, but we're going to break the rules. And because it's a short talk, and his colleague is going to help him. So let's give a warm Canadian welcome here to our first speaker, Linus, who's going to talk about AA in Lithuania.
Hi, my name is Linus, and I'm an alcoholic. And I've had the privilege of participating in the formation of AA in Lithuania. And I truly feel that it's been a privilege. I'm taller than Ernie. He knows more. Anyways, I've had the privilege of bringing the message and participating in the growth of AA in Lithuania. And so we talked, the history of AA in Lithuania. I'm not going to be able to tell you all the details in 20 minutes, but I can give you the feeling of what went down, which I think is much more important than every detail and every date. I'll start off by saying the way I saw AA starting in Lithuania was through a young artist at the Art Institute in the city of Vilnius, Lithuania. Probably one of the gifted young artists. The only problem was he couldn't stop drinking, like many of us. And eventually he married, he had a family, and the drinking didn't get any better, it got worse. Wife was at his wit's end, and she tried to find help for him, and found a priest who had translated the big book into Lithuanian and had made 5 carbon copies of this book. This is back in the early 80s, late 70s, I don't know the exact dates. She was able to track the last existing copy of this book down and brought it to her husband. And he desperately wanted to stop drinking. He read this book, and the light went on like it did for many of us. From that, reading the big book, he got the coordinates for central offices in New York and wrote a letter. One of his letters appeared in the Grapevine of AA. This is back probably in 87. And all of a sudden, he started getting letters from people within the program, and he realized that there was hope for him. In 1988, there was a group that was creating called the Creating a Sober World, and this was done through the time of Glasnost and Perestroika. And the first AA group, after passing through Moscow, I think on their second trip, stopped in Vilnius, Lithuania. And the first AA meeting was held in Lithuania in 1988. And at that time, being American still had some meaning in that part of the world. So a lot of people gathered around to hear the Americans, to see what the Americans had to say. Everybody from the clergy to doctors to wives to men who wanted to see if there was any hope in terms of alcoholism. That's considered by the Lithuanians over there as the initial start of Alcoholics Anonymous. A second group went through in 89 and also had the same impact on that country. By 1990, a number of the people who had gone on the trips in 88 and 89 were able to put together funds and bring over this person who at one time was a young artist who was drinking to the big convention in Seattle. But they couldn't get him a visa, so I was asked how to get a visa for this, an invitation and a visa for our friend Ramos from Lithuania. We wound up spending the summer together and went to the AA convention in Seattle, which was one of the most incredible experiences of my life, because I had to translate for these people. And it wasn't a translation of words, it was a translation of emotions. At the end of that convention, towards the end of that convention, Omas and I were standing around on the streets of Seattle, and we thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to have a convention in Lithuania the following year? And we started talking, and he said, well, we got 5 members in Lithuania. And there were 2 of us standing there, and I said, well, I know another person here in the States who might want to go with us. He said, yeah, that's enough for a convention. That fall, I flew out to Lithuania in October to try to pump these people up, these 5 members of AA. Now, you have to understand that back then, you didn't do anything in that country unless you got approval for somebody else. We had to coordinate how people would stay, how we'd get a bus. We had to go. And like I say, back then, being an American still meant something. So when I walked into the Ministry of Health over there, and the person said, well, what do you need a bus for? I said, well, you know, we're a group of anonymous, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous. Somehow, we're able to get the message across and get a bus lined up for the following summertime. So now we got 5 people from Lithuania. We got 2 of us from the States, and we got a bus. It's a start. And they realized that doors would open for them if they just put out the effort. I came back to the States and I tried to organize for my point here in this country. Well, this country, Canada, and the U.S. It's the same country, really. Oh, come on. And it's not easy to find American Lithuanians who are in AA because we're all anonymous. So it's not like I'd call up and dial up a directory and find these people. And through word of mouth, we're able to get 8 AA members to go over the following summer for this convention, Ernie R. being one of them. I can give you all the names of the people. Some of us are still with us. Some of us have moved on. And because the Americans were coming, they were able to get about 20 people together by this point. And we had that little bus. It was the little bus that could. Because at that time, the Pope was visiting Poland, and every bus in Lithuania was relegated to go to Poland. We were giving a bus, I think it was the last bus that made it through World War II. And it really was the little bus that could. And sometimes the driver would have to get out of that bus and kick it and tinker with it, and it'd start up again. And we traveled around that country and went to the different rehab hospitals, had open meetings in all of the major cities of Lithuania. And we drew crowds. We drew people because they really were interested. People didn't have hope. What were the big problems that we had on this trip? Where the doctors had given up hope in that country that there was any help for alcoholics. The way treatment facilities were there, where you went in for 2 months, they picked you up off the street, you went in for 2 months. Before you left, they sewed in an antabuse patch, they'd call them torpedoes, and put you right back out on the street. That was treatment back then. Convincing the doctors that there was hope was part of the program. I think we used the shock and awe method when we went. There was a lot of interest in the TV, press, and radio. So we were able on that trip to teach, to help the AAs there, I shouldn't say teach, how to deal with TV, radio, and press, how to get the message out but still keep together with the traditions. Ernie was extremely helpful back then. I didn't know much. I only had 6 years of sobriety. When I look back, if I had to do this thing again, I would say it would be insurmountable. Yesterday, Ernie told me, well, you didn't know any better back then. And it's true. I didn't. I thought everything was possible. As Ernie said, World Services translated that first big book of AA. We had that first, that book came out. The books arrived just as we arrived. So now we had literature, too. We also embedded ourselves in the homes of these newly members of AA because we felt that if we could stay in their homes and spend those 2 or 3 weeks together with them, that they would see that we weren't any different than them. The big question was, yeah, it's easy for you. You live in America. You don't know what life here is like. It's a lot tougher for us. They learned by hanging out with us that it was we're no different than them. And that was a big help. At the end of that trip, we spent 2 weeks traveling around the country. Before we got back to the capital city of Vilnius, where our final destination was, the bus broke down one block away from where we're supposed to. You talk about miracles. This program is full of them. What happened after this convention or our trip to, in 91 in Lithuania was everybody who went on that trip now had a connection in Lithuania. Everybody who participated with us from Lithuania now had a contact in the West. And everybody knew that there was a lot of work left to be done. Martha helped set up Western-style rehab in Lithuania, bringing doctors out from Lithuania to participate in rehab programs here to see how Western-style rehab worked, that there was hope for the alcoholic there. Because the feeder programs here in this country, we take for granted that a lot of people come through the rehab programs and that's how they feed the meetings. In Lithuania, there were no feeder programs. Over here, we have access to church halls. We have access to free facilities. Over there, if you said you're an alcoholic, people said, get away from me. They didn't know what it meant to be a sober alcoholic. So the message wasn't just to the drunk. The message was to try to get the whole country to begin to understand that there was such a thing as a sober alcoholic. And that once there, the cure meant that it was a constant vigil, meetings, Alcoholics Anonymous. I can't tell you the kind of work that the people in Lithuania in AA put out. They took the effort that we put out to join them. And when we took that bus around the country, now when somebody called in to where they lived, it didn't matter to them if they had to travel 150 kilometers or not, or if somebody called at 2 o'clock in the morning. They got in their little Russian cars and off they went. Because they knew that without other people within the program, their sobriety wasn't going to last very long. They understood that. And I'm amazed at the effort that they put out on a daily basis to make this program grow. The main meeting in the city of Vilnius in Lithuania today takes place in a bomb shelter of a tenement building, not in the basement, in the bomb shelter. You walk down there, and the air is heavy. If you turn the air conditioning, well, it's not air conditioning. If you turn the fan on, then you can't hear anybody talking. The toilet still doesn't work to this day. And that's where that original group, home group of Lithuanian AA is to this day. It's still not that easy to find facilities there, but through church groups, through church halls, through community halls, we have some better facilities nowadays. But I'll tell you, when you go down into a bomb shelter because you want to get sober, the energy there and the love there is just absolutely incredible. And that's what my experience has been in Lithuania. Today there's approximately 120 meetings throughout Lithuania. I was talking to Ed yesterday, who went on that trip, and we were talking, there's probably between 5 and 10,000 people in AA today, and probably more than 20,000 who've passed through the rooms of AA. That's a lot of growth in so few years. And it wasn't any one person who made it happen. There are a lot of people who made it happen. And it was not just the love that each person brought, but it was all the love, like in rooms like this, that gave us the strength to go and gives the people there the strength and the hope to stay sober. In 1994, I had another bright idea. I said, well, why don't you guys have a summer camp? Because everybody there doesn't have, people there don't have a lot of money like we have in the West. So it's difficult for them to meet in a major city and have a convention. Because how are you going to pay for hotel rooms? The hotel rooms are not cheap in Central and Eastern Europe anymore for any of those who've traveled there. So what they did is, our first summer camp there was in 1994, and I think it was where the young pioneers, they used to send the young pioneers, you know, the old Soviet camps for the young kids. And for me to attend this thing was, these experiences just sort of flood my emotions going there. To see the same people I saw who couldn't put down a drink, now walking hand in hand with their wives and their children, happy, with smiles on their faces. This is what the program does. This is what the program has done in Lithuania. It has given families the opportunity to again be families. For anybody who's interested, for example, in going to Lithuania, all you have to do is go on a search engine and type in Lithuania, Alcoholics Anonymous, Lithuanian AA. Their website will come up. Telephone numbers. There's an English-speaking meeting in Vilnius. Just have to make the effort. If you want to get on our mailing list, I'm going to have a pad out. After the meeting, come in, write down your name, how to get in touch with you. The best way nowadays is through emails. I know I could have said a lot more, and I wish, you know, I was, I wish I had all day to talk about this, but there's only 20 minutes to give 17 years of history, which is not a lot of time. I am so extremely grateful for the brave souls who have gone there to Lithuania, towards the, especially in the beginning when it was so difficult. I remember when we took that trip in 91, and people said to me, well, the State Department just declared travel there was unsafe. And I said, well, I'm taking my two sons with me. They're 10 and 12. People said, well, sounds like it'll be safe enough then. We crossed the border on that first trip, and they had just bombed out the border station. There was still smoke rising. We cheered those people, went, moved right on. One of the guys turned to me and said, hey, I thought you said this would be safe. That was the last time I heard that question. It was a wonderful experience, and it has been a wonderful experience. And I thank all of those brave souls who've participated up to this point and who will participate after. Thank you.
Good job, Linus. Two of the people who are on that trip are here. Martha, would you stand up and wave to people, and Ed? And there's a gentleman I just got acquainted with, a hearty soul from California, Henry A. He likes to be known by the name of Ski. I thought he was with the Irish group with that hat, but he's going to talk to us about AA in Slovakia.
My name is Ski, and I'm an alcoholic. I like to keep my last name anonymous because it's easier to pronounce. And it all started when I was a kid. I went to Slovakia for 4 months, 5 months we went. I was 8 years old. And I met all my cousins and grandfathers and aunts and all that. And I always wanted to go back. But then the war came on, and I couldn't go. I joined the Marine Corps before the war started, and they asked me why I wanted to go. I said, I want to go help Slovakia. So they sent me to the Pacific when the war started, and I spent the whole war in the Pacific with the 1st Marine Division. And I later got to fight the communists in Korea. I was with the Chosin Frozen, or the Chosin Reservoir, and I got to retire from the Marine Corps because of the grace of God and the AA program. See, that's the only reason I got to retire, because it was, they were closing in on me. I had about a year to go to retire, and they started closing in. And so I got to... And, you know, like, it was, I retired in 1961. I came on a program in 59, but I don't have 46 years because I drank one day in 1964. I drank 3 hours, and I lost 4.5 years. See, so I only have 41 years now. And, in 1975, my brother called. He says, let's go to Czechoslovakia. And I said, they're not going to let me in. They won't give me a visa. Because I fought the communists. And if they did let me in, they might not let me out. Yeah. And he says, well, let's try. You don't have to tell them about your Marine Corps. So I remember I filled out an application that says, occupation, I went to work for the post office, so then I put down postal worker, worker in big letters, you know. And we got a visa for 15 days, and there was no Alcoholics Anonymous. There was one loner in our book, and I wrote to him, and he never answered, some professor. And I found out you can bring a Bible in, and they were real touchy on anything political or religious. You know, you got to watch what you're doing. And anyway, we spent 15 days the first time. So a year later, I went again for 6 weeks. I used to have 5 weeks in a day, or 26 work days, you know, vacation with the post office. And I'd go to Slovakia for the whole 5 weeks in a day, I guess it is. And I found out you can bring in a Bible, so then I put a big book in each one of my suitcases. And if they saw it, then I would tell them, that's my Bible. And I was delivering them then. I'd give them to doctors or priests that could read English. My drunken relatives couldn't read English, so I couldn't give it to them. But every now and then one of them would ask me, how come I don't drink? I'd give them 30 minutes. Yeah. And pretty soon they'd quit asking me why I don't drink. You know? So I made about 11 trips between 75 and 89. In 1989, the communists left. It was hard to have a meeting and start a group or anything in Slovakia. You had a permit to assemble, for one, and for two, nobody would speak. Yeah. They had a joke about the Austrian is fishing in the Danube, a free country. In Slovakia, there was a guy fishing on the opposite side, and the Austrian is catching fish one after another. And he hollers over to the Slovak, how come you're not catching any fish? He says, on this side, even the fish are afraid to open their mouth. And this is the way it was, so it was kind of an impossible deal. And they did have an outfit in a hospital they called abstinence or something, but they didn't have a program like AA does, where the people would leave the hospital and they'd have no contacts hardly, you know. So anyway, it was in 1989 when the communists were kicked out, and I went in 90. And I went to Prague first, and I went out and I handed this guy, Stanislaus, a book. I give it to him. And he handed me back one that was written in Czech. It was already translated. I have the original Czech book. And the Slovaks could read Czech, see? We didn't have a Slovak book. So I have the original. It's green. And New York started printing them a year later in blue. So the next 4 years, I brought in 247 big books, and I handed them out to people as I went around the country, you know. And it went on like this. And in 1990, I met this guy in Prague, and he took me to the first two meetings they had there then. And he gave me a doctor's phone number from Bratislava. And I got to Bratislava, and I called his doctor, and he says, we're having a meeting today at the Mozart House. So I went. There were four people there. Yeah. And that was the first meeting that I went to in AA in Slovakia. And I got a paper in my pocket that tells us it's over there. We're having this year the 8th convention in Slovakia. And I went to about four or five of them because they're in September. There's a few years I went twice. I made up for the years I missed. And Mishai is sitting here in the front row. Mihailia. And she's the one that ramrodded that convention. The price of the convention is on the ticket, on the paper there. It says 30 euros. This entitles you to two nights sleep, lodging, and meals for 3 days. And you get good meals for 3 days, and the whole convention costs you $35. You know? The last convention I went to in Slovakia was held in a castle, Topolčanky Castle. It was the first president of Czechoslovakia's summer home. This first president, Masaryk, he would jump to this castle and live there. And you know where I lived? There was Larry N. and his wife, Gail. They were visiting from America, helping out. He was a trustee and went there on business one time. But he came with me and stayed over at my cousin's house. And there was a doctor, a psychiatrist from Reno, John. And we had the president's suite. And we didn't pay that low price. We paid $25 a night. You know, for a president's suite, where the president lives, in a castle. And this is the price for convention there, and it's really terrific. AA has grown quite a bit. Even this last year, I just went into eastern Slovakia, and we had a meeting in Košice, and then a meeting in Prešov. There were two. This year I went there, and he's got this friend of mine, Jan, he got started three more groups, and he got one in Spiška Nova Ves, Poprad, and I got to think of the song. Levoce. Tamokolo Levoce. And they got meetings in these three new cities, little towns. And they also have three Al-Anon meetings going on in there now, in the east. They have meetings in the center of the country. That's Banska Bystrica, and it goes to Trenčina, and Nové Zámky, and places like that. I'm losing track of how long I'm talking. But we have AA anyway in Slovakia, and it's doing real well. And you're all invited to come to our convention. The last time I got a count at a convention, they had 180 people. So it's doing real well, and we're growing. I gave up half of my time to Misha, and Misha gave up her time to Yaroslav, who's going to speak about the Czech Republic. And he lives there. See if I forgot anything important. But when you speak 10 minutes, it's more difficult than when you get an hour, you know. Because you don't want to waste a lot of time on something that ain't too important. Anyway, I love Slovakia. I've been there 28 times. And if I'm healthy, I'll be there next year. I've been saying that since I was 60. I'm now older than the Pope. I'm 82, and I'm still going, you know. And I'm not going to quit. Because if you quit, you know what comes next. Okay. That's why I don't like to read inspirational books. You know what comes after inspirational books? Sanitariums and right?
Well, Ski also demonstrated you can be an enthusiastic old-timer. You have to remember when a lot of us went over there, right? When we had our odyssey, spiritual odyssey there in 91 in Lithuania, there were still Soviet tanks on the street, statues of Lenin, and Soviet troops there, and it was a little intimidating. We're delighted that we discovered this speaker, Yaroslav from the Czech Republic, who will share with us, and for those of us that aren't that well informed on our geography and political situation, it used to be Czechoslovakia. Now we have the Czech Republic and the Slovak Republic, so we're making a lot of progress.
Hi, everybody. My name is Yaroslav. I'm an alcoholic. Yeah, I am so grateful that I am here and that I am here with you. 4 years ago, I never imagined that it is possible because it was exactly the time I was leaving treatment facility back there in Prague. And to the grace of God and to the grace of Alcoholics Anonymous, I was given a message in this treatment. There was an AA meeting, and on the 13th of April, 2001, I was there for the first time, and I for the first time said that I'm an alcoholic. First contact in Czech Republic was made by guy named Vladimir S., who was Czech emigrant to U.S. in 1986. But for more than 4 years, it was the last contact made. And the first Czech-speaking meeting was in 1990. Again, this meeting was established by Vladimir S. It was after the 1989 Velvet Revolution, in which the communist regime was replaced by democracy in our country. In this time I was in a university, and I was still drinking heavily, and there were more than 11 years in front of me of heavy drinking. At the end of this period, I wanted to die. I was so desperate. I wasn't able to stop, and I wasn't able to drink. But through the grace of God, there was a man. Exactly, it was a policeman who found me in a field in my car and arranged medical treatment for me. In Czech Republic, we are now trying to establish our service office. It is placed in Prague, and last year it was created, and we equipped it with all equipment, and now we are able to provide some basic services for those who are willing and who are able to get a message. This year there was a Czech AA convention held on June, and there were 130 people there, and for us it's amazing that everything is possible where there is a willingness. In Czech Republic live 10 million people, and it is a small country, and AA is still growing, and in these times all around our country there are 18 AA groups in 18 towns. And this year, started two new groups in a small town of Benešov and town of Písek. We are trying to cooperate with the treatment facilities in the Czech Republic, and we are trying to provide patients in treatments with some info meetings, and there is a lot of people who leave treatment facility, and they go to the meetings because they have some information which they got in a treatment facility, but not much of them stay, but they who stay and they who are willing to work on 12 steps and on program AA, they are helping to to push our effort forward, and we are so glad for them. I would like to mention some names. These are guys who returned from United States after the Velvet Revolution, and mainly I would like to name L. In Czech it is Loiza, but in English he calls himself L. He is retired now, and he helps every summer when he returns to Czech Republic. Every summer he helps to establish a new group. And I personally met him immediately after I left the treatment facility, and he helped me to stay sober. And for me, he is more than friend. He is my close friend, and I really enjoy every while I am with him. Then I would like to mention another guy. It is Vladimir. He died. He died many years ago. And he is the one who translated Big Book into Czech. And he translated 12x12 too. So we have a basic literature in Czech Republic to provide our AA members. Now we are trying to translate more literature. It took some time, but what we did, that we translated Daily Reflection into Czech Republic. We were inspired by our Polish friend, who are many steps in front of us, and are our teachers, I would say. So we would like to translate book as Bill sees it, because it's for me personally it's inspiration book which can help on daily basis, and in the future we would like to learn more from our friends all around Europe. 2 years ago, we sent our first delegate to the European Service Meeting, and we got a lot of inspiring topics from this event. At the end, I would like to thank all of you, and I would like to thank all of Czech. AA guys for their help and for their effort to carry the message to the still suffering alcoholics. Yeah, and I would like to mention that in Prague there is a English speaking group too, and this English speaking group provides one meeting a day. The whole week, and I would like to mention that there is an email address I am responsible for, and if everybody of you would like to travel to Czech Republic, you can ask for all information, and we will provide you immediately. So that's everything. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yaroslav. You know, one of the ineffable pleasures of my AA experience is becoming slightly acquainted with our co-founder, Bill Wilson. I have a picture of me and him. He visited in Washington, D.C., where I, from the area from which I was a delegate, and also got to know him up in New York. And the first time I heard Bill speak, he talked about we had to be friendly with our friends. Cooperation, yes. Affiliation, no. And irrespective of whatever opinions people have, the treatment facilities, the medical profession, have been a tremendous feeder to our program in these countries like Slovakia, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Lithuania. And we're grateful for the help of our friends. Last but not least, they have a lot of backing here. Let's see all the Polish people here with in the red shirts. Stand up, let's see you. Going back to our Lithuanian group, I don't want to overlook Jonas and have him have a lifetime resentment. He was on one of the bus trips. Stand up, Jonas. And one of the original from genuine Lithuanians from Lithuania, Algis, 15 years sober now from that bus trip. And so I take a lot of pride in introducing the next speaker. My wife is Polish, Tadeusz. Come on up.
Mam na imię Tadeusz, jestem alkoholikiem, jestem z Polski. Czuję wzruszenie i wdzięczność dla mojej siły wyższej, za przywilej podzielenia się swym doświadczeniem podczas mitingu z okazji jubileuszu 70-lecia AA w Toronto. To właśnie tutaj, podczas lotu w Toronto w 1965 roku, Bill W. zaprezentował tak ważne dla przyszłości AA hasło „Jestem odpowiedzialny”. Gdy ktokolwiek, gdziekolwiek woła o pomoc, chce, by była wyciągnięta do niego pomocna dłoń AA. I za to właśnie ja jestem odpowiedzialny. To hasło dzisiaj mnie i nam wszystkim zebranym w Toronto przypomina o swojej aktualności, bo jest zaproszeniem do aktywnej służby dla wszystkich chętnych do poświęcenia czasu dla innego cierpiącego alkoholu człowieka. Jest to wartość duchowa, ofiarowana też mnie ponad 18 lat temu. Dziś chcę zwracać swój dług wdzięczności dla innych, którzy chcą podążać drogą służby AA.
My name is Tadeusz and I am alcoholic from Poland. I'm filled with emotion and gratitude for my higher power, for privilege and of sharing my experience during the meeting commemorating 70 years of AA here in Toronto. It was just here during the AA convention in Toronto in 1965, Bill W. presented a slogan of such importance for AA future. I am responsible. When anyone, anywhere, reach out for help, I want the hand of AA always to be there. And for that, I am responsible. Today this slogan reminds me and all who gathered here in Toronto of its relevance, because it's an invitation to active service for all willing to sacrifice their time for other person who suffers. This is a spiritual value given to me by AA more than 18 years ago. Today I want to pay my debt of gratitude to those who went to follow the path of service for AA.
Pamiętam swój pierwszy meeting w jedynej grupie w prawie milionowym mieście. Wtedy to całkowicie zagubiony życiowo, jak rozbitek wśród bezmiaru oceanu samotności i poczucia winy, trafiłem na tratwę ratunkową AA. Wtedy zobaczyłem i doświadczyłem, co to znaczy pomocna dłoń AA. Pozostałem obdarzony bezinteresowną miłością i wsparciem przez przyjaciół ze wspólnoty. Od tego dnia nigdy już nie byłem sam i zaczęło się dla mnie nowe, wspaniałe życie.
I remember my first meeting in only group in the city with almost 1 million inhabitants. At that time, I was lost in my life, just like a person shipwrecked in the boundlessness of the ocean of solitude and a sense of guilt. and I came across the lifeboat of AA. Then I saw and I experienced what the helpful hand of AA is, because I was given this disinterested love and support by friends from fellowship. Since that day, I have never been alone, and a new great life started for me.
Od początku uczestnictwa w meetingach wykazywałem aktywność dla swojej macierzystej grupy, a przygotowywałem i sprzątałem salę, myłem szklanki, parzyłem kawę oraz starałem się prowadzić spotkania. Pragnąłem poznawać innych ludzi i miejsca spotkań, dlatego rozpocząłem moją podróż przez świat meetingów, konferencji i spotkań AA od Krakowa przez całą Polskę i dalej za granicę do innych krajów Europy, do obu Ameryk i wreszcie do źródeł AA w Akron i Stepping Stones pod Nowym Jorkiem.
Since my first meeting, I was active in my home group of AA. I prepared the room and cleaned it, washed the cups, prepared the coffee and tried to chair meetings. I wanted to meet new people and visit AA's meeting places, so I began my trip in the world of meetings, conferences, meetings of members of AA starting in Krakow, through the whole Poland and farther aboard the other European countries, both Americas, and finally to the springs of AA in Akron and Stepping Stones near New York.
Wszędzie poznawałem i otrzymywałem nowe doświadczenia, siłę i nadzieję do lepszego i radosnego życia. Prawie natychmiast po poznaniu a zacząłem spełniać 12 krok, często zapominając o własnej drodze rozwoju duchowego, poprzestając na bezgranicznej akceptacji pierwszego kroku. Lecz dobry Bóg nigdy mnie nie opuścił i pozwolił po około 7 latach w AA powrócić do pracy nad kolejnymi krokami ze swoim sponsorem, który swoją drogę w AA rozpoczął ponad 21 lat temu w Bostonie. To on pierwszy zwrócił mi uwagę na sposób pojmowania programu AA jako rozwoju duchowego, przebudzenia, przez stosowanie kolejnych kroków z naszego programu. Dziś wiele mu zawdzięczam, bo był pierwszym, który zadbał o moją trwałą trzeźwość, a jednocześnie nie zniechęcił mnie do dalszej służby w AA. To właśnie z nim pojechałem pierwszy raz w życiu na międzynarodowy zlot AA do San Diego w Kalifornii, gdzie na własne oczy mogłem zobaczyć i przeżywać radość z 80 tysiącami trzeźwych ludzi z całego świata. Tam dane mi było zobaczyć w praktycznym działaniu, jak działa sponsorowanie we wspólnocie oraz spotkać się przy jednym stole podczas obiadu z synem doktora Boba, jego córką Sue, sekretarką Billa Nelly Wing i wieloma ludźmi, którzy mają poczesne miejsce w historii powstania AA. To są największe nagrody w służbie za moje poświęcenie czasu, trudów podróży, jak i również pieniędzy.
Everywhere I learn and I guide new experience, strength and hope for better and happier life. Almost immediately after entering AA, I began 12-stepping, often forgetting about my own way of spiritual development, contenting myself with other acceptance of step one. But good Lord never left me alone. And after about 7 years in AA, let me return to work on the next steps with my sponsor, who had started his way in AA more than 21 years ago in Boston. He was the first to point to me that the program of AA can be understood as a development of spiritual awakening through practicing subsequent steps from our program. Today I owe him so much, as he was the first to take care of my permanent sobriety, and at the same time he didn't discourage me from further service in AA. With him, for the first time in my life, I went to international convention in San Diego, California, where with my own eyes I could see and participate in the joy of 80,000 sober people from all over the world. There I could see sponsorship in fellowship in action, as well as sit during the dinner at one table with Dr. Bob's son, his daughter Sue, Bill W.'s secretary Nelly Wing, and many other people who played an important role in development of AA. These are the greatest rewards in service for me for sacrificing time, hardship of journeys, as well as money.
Byłem wielokrotnie w Słowacji, Ukrainie oraz Moskwie i innych krajach Europy, gdzie dzieliłem się swoim doświadczeniem ze służby, przekazując, jak odnalazłem sposób na spełnianie jedynego celu AA przez stosowanie naszych tradycji i koncepcji dla służb światowych. Moim przewodnikiem do służby jest literatura AA, zwłaszcza ta napisana przez Billa W. pod tytułem AA wkracza w dojrzałość oraz poradnik służb. Z tych książek czerpię doświadczenie i inspiracje do przekazywania dalej tych sposobów, które mają swoje oparcie w duchowych zasadach zawartych w tradycjach i są drogowskazem dla całej wspólnoty. Dziś wiem, że najważniejsze w służbie jest wysłuchanie drugiego człowieka.
Repeatedly, I have been into Slovakia, Ukraine, to Moscow and other European countries, where I share my experience in service, passing on how I found a way to fulfill on purpose of AA by practicing our tradition and concept for world service. My guide in service is AA literature, especially literature written by Bill W., AA Camps of Age, and Service Manual. These books give me experience and inspiration to pass on such a ways which are based on spiritual principles included in our tradition and which are signposts for whole fellowship. Today I know that the most important thing in service is to listen to another person.
W Polsce powstało wiele inicjatyw sponsorowania innych krajów Europy Wschodniej. W kwietniu 2002 roku Warszawa była gospodarzem pierwszego wschodnioeuropejskiego mitingu służb. Przyjechali reprezentanci z Białorusi, Bułgarii, Czech, Estonii, Kirgizji, Litwy, Łotwy, Mołdawii, Rosji, Rumunii, Słowacji, Ukrainy i Węgier. Uczestniczyli również delegaci z Niemiec i Finlandii. Dzielono się doświadczeniami o sposobach tworzenia struktur służb i ich działalności dla wspólnoty AA, od poziomu grupy do konferencji służby krajowej. Mówiono o pracy biura AA i jego miejscu w strukturze służb, o sposobach i zasadach wydawania literatury AA i jej dystrybucji. Głównym celem tego spotkania było zintegrowanie się krajów o podobnej przeszłości, w których już startuje AA, oraz zachęcenie do tworzenia własnych struktur służby i wydawania literatury AA. Spotkanie powinno z czasem stać się pomostem do uczestnictwa w europejskim mitingu służb i światowym mitingu służb dla tych państw, których one jeszcze nie są. Obecnie od tego czasu wymieniamy się doświadczeniami listownie na poziomie biur i grup AA oraz dostajemy mnóstwo zaproszeń na konferencje, zloty, rocznice, w których w miarę możliwości uczestniczymy.
In Poland, we have had many initiatives to sponsor other East European countries. In April 2002, Warsaw hosted the first Eastern Europe Service meeting with delegates from Belarus, Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Estonia, Kyrgyzstan, Lithuania, Latvia, Moldavia, Russia, Romania, Slovakia, Ukraine, Hungary. We had also delegates from Germany and Finland. The delegates shared their experience on creating the service structure and their activities for fellowship from the level of group to the General Service Conference. Talking about the work of General Service Office of AA and its place in the service structure, about the ways and principles of publishing AA literature and its distributions. Main objective of the meeting was to integrate the countries of similar paths in which AA is already starting, as well as creating old service structure and publishing AA literature. With time, the meeting should be a bridge to ESM and WSM for those countries which are still not represented there. Since that time, we have exchanged experience by means of letters on the level of offices and AA groups, and we have obtained numerous invitations to conferences, conventions, and anniversaries, in which we participate as far as we can.
Excellent. 33. Konferencja Służby Krajowej AA w Polsce w 2004 roku przyjęła rekomendację o zapraszaniu delegatów z krajów Europy Wschodniej do uczestnictwa w corocznych krajowych konferencjach w Warszawie na zasadzie obserwatorów. W 2004 roku odbywały się wspólne warsztaty o tradycjach AA pomiędzy regionem AA z Polski i słowackim AA. Najpierw w Polsce, a za rok w Słowacji. W 2003 roku na konferencji krajowej w Warszawie uczestniczyli przedstawiciele z Rosji, a w 2005 roku w konferencji regionalnej przedstawiciel z Ukrainy. Ponadto przesyłamy informacje i raporty z naszych konferencji do innych krajów. Niesiemy też pomoc do polskojęzycznych grup AA w Europie Wschodniej przez przesyłanie informacji oraz umieszczamy ich adresy w terminach meetingów i przekazujemy literaturę AA w języku polskim.
33rd General Service Conference of AA in Poland in 2004 adopted a recommendation to invite delegates from East European countries to annual conference in Warsaw as observers. In 2004, one of AA intergroups from Poland and Slovakian AA held joint workshop on AA tradition in Poland and next year in Slovakia. In General Service Conference in 2003 in Warsaw, we had delegates from Russia, and in 2005 in a regional conference, a delegate from Ukraine. Apart from that, we send information and reports from our conferences to other countries. We also help Polish-speaking AA groups in Eastern Europe by sending them information and by placing their addresses in AA directories. And we send them literature in Polish.
Patrząc wstecz na minione lata, dziękuję swojej sile wyższej Bogu, jakkolwiek go pojmuję, za przywilej służby, z którą przeszedłem drogę od grupy przez całą strukturę służebną w Polsce, aż po delegata 13 i 14 Światowego Meetingu Służb. A teraz aktualnie jestem delegatem Europejskiego Meetingu Służby w Frankfurcie. Wiem jedno, służba nie zna granic. Wielu z tych inicjatyw znajdowałem radę i zadowolenie z zawieranych przyjaźni. Nauczyłem się wielu pożytecznych dla mnie rzeczy i doświadczyłem miłości, a wyrażonej tak pięknie językiem serca. Dziękując Wam wszystkim tu zgromadzonym za obecność, zapraszam na meetingi AA w Polsce w ponad 1850 grupach AA. Niech Was dobry Bóg błogosławi i do zobaczenia w AA.
Looking back in the past years, I thank my higher power, God, I understand him, for privilege of service in AA, in which I went all the way from the group through the service structure in Poland to the service as a delegate to 13 and 14 WSN, and now I am delegate to European service meeting in Frankfurt. I know one thing, service has no limits. On many of these occasions, I found joy and satisfaction with the friendship I made. I learned many useful things and I experienced the love of AA, which is expressed so nicely by language of heart. Thank you all for your attention, and I invite you to AA meetings in Poland in more than 1,850 groups. May good God bless you and see you in AA.
I think it's been a marvelous program today, and we're going to, rather than have a question period, we're going to ask anybody that wants to meet with and talk with people from a particular ethnicity. There's a lady here from Slovakia. I'm going to ask her to come up here. You can come up here and talk to her. Leave your name and address if you want to leave a contact in case you're going to go to Slovakia, Czech Republic, Poland, or Lithuania. Come up and talk to these people, and let's close the meeting with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.